to be seized. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, good morning. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's good to be open lines. So and this is talk radio. We need somebody to talk to. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-800-254-877. 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And, of course, basically I wanted to talk about this agreement now between the Democrats and Republicans that has solved the debt crisis. First of all, you have to understand what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. He said in politics, if it happened, you can be sure it was planned that way. Nothing happens by accident in politics. Nothing happens by accident. If it happened, you can be sure it was planned that way. And on Monday of this week, we saw one of the most clever plans of deceit I've ever seen. I'm sure most members of Congress really don't understand what happened that day. Because, you see, you've seen political theater at its greatest. And, of course, that was the impending crisis where if Congress did not immediately vote to raise the debt level, why, of course, the government would not be able to pay all of its bills. You notice they were not able to pay all of its bills. It was going to have $200 billion a month. That's what it's taking in now. Congress is actually spending about $2.4 trillion a year. $2.4 trillion a year that it takes into taxes. Now, of course, it's actually putting out about $3.6 or $3.8 trillion a year. So, because 43 cents of every dollar it spends, it doesn't take in. It's simply borrowing that, because the plan is to borrow this country into bankruptcy. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing this so that they can lower the living standards of the American people and bring us closer to a third world nation. This is all planned ahead of time. So, there was no real crisis, certainly with $2.4 billion of $2.2 trillion coming in regularly. They could continue paying Social Security. They could continue paying Medicare, and they could continue paying for the military. Why? Because the military is about $700 to $750 billion a year. That's what they will admit to. Medicare is $700 billion a year, and Social Security is $700 billion a year, and 3 times 7 is 21, and then you've got the extra $50 billion in there. So those three things would cost about $2 trillion, $150 billion. $2 trillion, $150 billion. Now, you've got to get these figures down in your mind. So the government could have paid all the essential things, and the non-essential things, like giving money to foreign countries and providing military training and military equipment to foreign countries and keeping dictators in power throughout the world, and the Federal Department of Education, which, of course, is aimed at dumbing down our students and prescribing treatment by way of education that is really lies, built upon lies, and the Federal Department of Energy, which really does its major job is to decrease energy production, keep us dependent upon foreign oil, and the Federal Department of Transportation, which is has money for highways but doesn't spend it most of the time. That money is simply stolen by Congress. The trust fund is constantly being robbed and has a tremendous amount of money in it, but it's all in the form of government bonds because the trust fund for the Department of Energy has been looted on a regular basis by the criminals in Congress. Understand that there was plenty of money. There was no crisis. They did not have to rush through legislation on Monday of this week. But that's what happened. And the Republicans said, why, we're not going to raise taxes. And the Democrats said, well, we're certainly we've got to have more money so that we can fund. After all, we don't want to go into insolvency. We don't want to bring down the whole world monetary system. If we don't pass this legislation, the sky is going to fall. Old people are going to die because there'll be no money to provide health care for them. Old people are going to starve because there's going to be no Social Security checks. And it was all a lie. And the Republican leadership knew that because they've been bought and paid for. And the Democrat leadership knew that because they've been bought and paid for. And basically, then what happened was, without anybody having a chance really to read the legislation, supposedly they worked on it over the weekend. We've got a death cutoff date. It's on Tuesday, the 2nd of August, so we have to pass this legislation on Monday, and nobody is to be allowed to read it. Now, what did the legislation say? Well, the legislation said this. We would need $2.4 trillion in increased spending levels so that we don't have to bring up this debt issue before the elections and embarrass any of us. So a $2.4 trillion will get us through, but we're going to give you $2.4 trillion in spending cuts. What's wrong with that? We're going to increase the spending by 2.4, but we're going to give you $2.4 trillion in cuts. Well, where are the $2.4 trillion coming from? Well, don't worry about that. It means that we're going to give you $9 billion in cuts this year, because after all, the fiscal year ends in the end of September. We're going to give you $9 billion of this increased spending, to counter the increased spending this year. And then, of course, by the end of this year, about November, we're going to have to come up with $90 billion of spending. But we're going to have a special committee that's going to do that. And then later on, of course, we're going to have cut another $150 billion. The budget is going to be $900 billion increase, and then another $1.5 trillion increase. We'll be right back in a moment.
We are AT&T, and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? More cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So they've come up with this wonderful plan. We're going to increase spending $2.4 trillion. And that'll get us through until the elections are over in 2012. And so that'll get us through till the early part of 2013, a little over a year and a half, somewhere in there. So we're going to have another $2.4 trillion in debt, of which they're going to give us $9 billion of cuts someplace this year, $9 billion of the $2.4 trillion increased spending. Then there's going to be another $900 billion in cuts that are going to be put together somewhere by November. And then sometime in the future, there'll be another $1.5 trillion. And don't get billion and trillion mixed up here, or million or billion and trillion, because these figures, of course, you need to get them clear in your mind. So there's going to be a $900 billion increase coming up maybe by November, and then sometime next year, there'll be another $1.5 trillion and $900 billion and $1.5 trillion comes up to a $2.4 trillion. That's the increase in spending we've authorized. And of course, they're going to come up with the cuts, but nobody will tell us where the cuts are coming from. Well, basically, rather than have a lot of contentious debates in Congress, they've appointed a super Congress, which has made, in matters of budget, Congress irrelevant. There are going to be 12 people on the super Congress. Six people will be appointed by the Democrats, and six will be appointed by the Republicans. Of those who are appointed by the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, a radical left-winger, will appoint three Democratic congressmen. John Boehner will appoint three Republican congressmen, and John Boehner is not on our side. He pretends to be, but he engineered this whole thing right along with Obama to give you the impression we're not going to increase taxes. Whereas, of course, in this stipulation that they came up with, they can increase taxes. Or, if they don't increase the tax rate, why, of course, they can take away all of your tax deductions. But they don't want you to understand that. You see, they don't have to increase your tax rate. They can simply take away your deductions and make an extra $1.5 trillion a year. And they can say, look, we didn't increase your tax rate. Oh, you're paying more taxes, but we didn't increase your tax rate, which is true. Everything is lies and deception. And you can tell when John Boehner is lying because his lips are moving, but so is it true with Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. Well, anyway, then two senators are going to be appointed by Harry, three senators by Harry Reid and three by Mitch McConnell, and they're all in on this scam together. So this is going to be 12 people, and then there's a 13th person. Who that is, I'm not certain, but this is going to be known as the Super Congress. And they are going to control the financial destiny of America and forget about Congress. They've become totally irrelevant. Why are they irrelevant? Well, it's really very, very simple because basically what they've done is they've said the Super Congress is going to come up with these tax cuts and they will be presented to Congress. There will be no amendments. There will be, you can discuss them, but it won't do any good because you can't amend them. You will either accept them as they're dictated by the Super Congress, by the new ruling elite, or you can turn them down. But if you turn them down, why, of course, there will be automatic consequences and certain things will happen automatically. For instance, we will take $400 billion from the defense budget. Well, the defense budget is only $700 billion a year. And we're going to take automatically $400 billion of the defense budget and leave America defenseless. What member of Congress is going to vote, to do that? None of them would dare to vote against these stipulations put up by the Super Congress because, of course, that would mean America would have no defense and no congressman would dare not to vote in favor of this because this will kick in automatically. We will take $400 billion out of the Defense Department. We will simply close down the Defense Department. There'll be no defense for America. $400 billion of the $700 billion it costs, $750 billion it takes every year to run the Defense Department. Who among Congress is going to vote to close down the Defense Department? And, of course, automatically, $400 billion will be taken out of the Medicare budget. So there'll be no money to pay for medical care for the elderly. What congressman would dare to vote against, no matter what the Super Congress comes up with? You can't debate it. You can't amend it. All you can do is vote yes or no. Are you going to vote, if you're a congressman, to strip $400 billion from Medicare and leave elderly people without medical care dying in their homes? Or simply strip $400 billion from the Defense Department and leave America without defenses with all these people throughout the world, the terrorists and Osama bin Laden's children and Al-Zawahiri, because I've always felt Al-Zawahiri and Obama were CIA agents. There's a great deal to point to that. The background that this is true, bin Laden had worked with the CIA all during the Afghan War, Al-Zawahiri. In 1995, even though he was wanted for murder, was allowed to come to the United States and raise funds for Al-Qaeda. This 1995. Why would we want a convicted murderer who was wanted throughout the world come to the United States in 1995? But we let Al-Zawahiri come, and he was, of course, coming here, raising funds, buying military equipment for Al-Qaeda in 1995. But be that as it may, maybe it's just that we have total incompetence in Washington, D.C. I don't really think we have incompetence. I think they're incredibly clever. They have passed legislation where this super Congress now, 12 or 13 people, are going to run our country, and nobody in Congress will have any ability to counter them. Now, first of all, this idea is unconstitutional because all legislation having to do with the budget is to be passed by the House of Representatives. Senators are not supposed to be able to pass legislation bringing about, of course, the budget changes or having to do with spending money. They can vote on it, but they can't originate the legislation. But there's six of the 12 members of the Super Congress are going to do that. Now, what they can also do is one of two things. They will be able to increase taxes, and they can do that because they are a Super Congress, or they can take away your deductions. Either way, it's going to cost you more money, and that will be either up or down. You're either going to vote in favor of it, and of course, they'll increase the taxes, or you'll be paying more money in the form of taxes, or they're going to shut down the Department of Defense, and they're going to leave all the elderly without medical care dying, you know, in their homes. And of course, basically, Congress has become irrelevant because they will have to go along with the Super Congress. It may be unconstitutional. Who's going to challenge them? And if they do take it to the Supreme Court, what makes you think that this Supreme Court is going to do what's right? After all, they're all political appointees. Many of them are appointed by, certainly the majority all belongs to exactly the same religious organization that takes their orders. And believe me, if you are Catholic, you do what you are told by the Vatican. Just like if you are a Mason, you will do what you are told by your leaders. And actually, five members of the Supreme Court are Catholic, and I have nothing against Catholics, except that the leadership in the Vatican is corrupt. There are secret societies there. There are part of this move to take and help the Nazis escape to South America, where almost 50,000 Nazis were allowed to live out their lives in comfort with their ill-gotten goods. And the rat line, which allowed those Nazis to escape to South America, was made up of representatives of the CIA, MI6, and this small satanic contingent working within the Vatican. But basically, the Supreme Court is a political organization, and the members of the Supreme Court do what they are told. I mean, but our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And believe me, they have something on every member of the Supreme Court, just like they have a dirt on every member of Congress. If they don't have them, why, they'll contrive it, and they can send you to prison over the contrived charges against you. They'll have people planted in your office. They're well paid to actually come up with all sorts of dishonest things. And, well, this is what they did to Jim Trafficot. They wanted to get him out. Why? Because he was an honest congressman. He was trying to get things through. He was putting out information. So they planted someone in his office, paid him $250,000 to come up with perjured testimony. They knew the testimony was perjured. They sent him to prison. This is what they did with George Hanson, a congressman from Ohio many years ago. And they came up with phony charges against him, and they sent him to prison. And, 10 years later, they acknowledged it was wrong. They shouldn't have sent him to prison. But when he was in prison, they tortured him, frankly tortured a member of Congress. And then, of course, when he got out, he went back to his Congress and he showed them his scars. And, well, of course, that didn't serve any useful purpose. It just frightened members of Congress, saying, I don't want that to happen to me. I'm just going to keep quiet. I'm not going to come out and try to fight the powers that be. They'll send me to prison. They'll torture me. I'll end up with scars, just like George Hanson did. They bankrupted Congressman Hanson. Got him out of Congress and silenced him. And I talked to him after he got out of prison, after the Supreme Court had held his prosecution was illegal. But did anybody go to prison for torturing an American congressman? Of course not. And you've never heard these stories? Well, unless you listen to my programs on a regular basis. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. But of course, now they have the ability to just keep on spending and spending and electing and electing until, of course, the whole monetary system collapses. Why is it going to collapse? Because they want to collapse it. Because they want to lower the living standards of the American people. But how will they destroy our monetary system? They're destroying the value of our currency today. Today, if you go up on the internet and look at the price of gold, today gold opened at $1,680 an ounce. Silver was up another dollar to an ounce to about $42, $42.30, something like that. And what this represents is not that gold and silver are more expensive, but that our dollar is becoming increasingly worthless. And they, through inflation, which is a tax, the cruelest tax of all, they say Republicans are not going to increase taxes. Why, we're against increasing taxes, but the leadership is there leading this battle to destroy the value of our currency. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all. Current rate of inflation, according to John Williams of Seattle Statistics, is 10.7%, current rate of inflation, 10.7%. And, of course, they're anticipating by the end of the year, inflation rate will be running 14%. By next year, it'll be up to 20 to 25%. How many years will it take before they destroy the value for savings? Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our number is 877-254-7524. This is talk radio. We need people to talk to. Give us a call. But remember, if it in politics, if it happens, It didn't happen by accident. Everything is planned. If it happened, it didn't happen by accident. I believe that's absolutely true. Now, you are witnessing the end of the old economic order. The end of the old economic order. Pardon me, I have to sneeze here. But there's a wonderful article. It's written by Robert Samuelson. That's Robert Samuelson. And you can go up on your internet and you can actually access the article. You can't copy it. They've got it rigged so you can't copy it, but it's well worthwhile reading. And Robert Samuelson points out that the old economic order that we've had for this last 50 years has ceased to exist. Why did it cease to exist? Well, because we couldn't afford it anymore. In the aftermath of World War II, and certainly going into that, why in case we came up with these ideas. Why, we're a prosperous country. We have a lot of money. We can certainly help people. I mean, isn't that the function of government, to help people? We can provide pensions for the older people. After all, we have certainly about 10 people working for every person who's retired. And what's wrong with helping the elderly? Well, it may be unconstitutional, but isn't it nice that older people are going to know that they're not going to live in abject poverty and to be able to provide at least some help for the elderly? This pension, and then, of course, in 1995, we came up with the idea, well, what about providing medical care for the elderly? After all, we're a wealthy country, and by 1990, this is only going to cost about $9 billion, going to start out costing a billion or two a year. Now, this is 1965. They said by 1990, the whole program's only going to cost $9 billion. Well, by 1990, it cost $90 billion. They were off about 1,000%. Today, that program costs $700 billion a year. So it went from about $2 billion a year to $700 billion a year, to 20% of the expenditures of our country, the entire expenditures of our country, 20% of the entire expenditures is on Medicare. And, of course, we no longer can afford it. Why? Well, because we have 56 million people on Medicare today and about 56 million on Social Security. We have 75 million in the process of retiring. 75 million baby boomers retiring. They started retiring a year or two ago. So within a relatively few years, about 10 years, we'll have close to $100 billion, 100 million people retired, and we only have 130 million working. So we're really going to have about one person retired for every one person working, and they'll have to put half of their of their income into Social Security, those who are working to pay for the people who retired. Well, who do we have on the line here? Who's on the line?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Conifer, Colorado.
Hi, Steve. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just want to comment that I think there's many people that listen like I do that don't get a chance to call in, but I really enjoy listening to you. I listen to you every day, and I just want to let you know I think that you're doing great works by being on the radio, and I just really enjoy it, and I just want to let you know that. God bless you, and have a great day.
Hey, well, thank you so much for calling. It's great to know that people out there listening and hopefully learning and then being able to get the information to others. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, anybody else out there? Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. I do appreciate Steve calling. It's nice to know that we're not just simply talking to a telephone into a blank void. Well, basically, what we're talking about is the end of the old social order. Because the people who really run things are saying, look, with 100 million Americans retired here in a relatively few years, I mean, 56 million people on Social Security, Medicare, another 100 million retiring, and of course some of the elderly will die, but an awful lot, they're not going to die fast enough. We got to figure a way of killing them off. That's what the death panels are all about. That is why so much of what goes on today is aimed at killing the elderly. And of course, basically, there are so many things that they are putting into our food and putting into our vaccines and putting into the atmosphere that are leading to Alzheimer's disease, for instance. And they know very well they require all the elderly people to take influenza vaccines, knowing full well that they contain mercury and that leads to Alzheimer's disease. But you can get Alzheimer's disease and lead a normal life. You're just sort of like a vegetable, but you'll live out of many years unless they put you on the Alzheimer's disease medicines, and they kill you in a couple of years. They're designed to kill you. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Well, who do we have calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Dave in Denver.
Hi, Dave in Denver. Oh, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I just want to mention that the 13th member of the coven there is Obi.
Oh, you mean the President Obama?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering who that was.
He's the absolute dictator.
I think that's a great description of them. The coven.
Right.
Like a witch's coven. They are the super Congress. They will become the new ruling elite of our nation, and the rest of Congress in matters of the budget and finance are totally irrelevant. They've given up their power. We no longer have representative government. What do you think of this whole idea of having a super Congress that can supersede our elected representatives? Isn't that a wonderful thing? And they just came up with this, and nobody had a chance to analyze it. We came up with that strategy this morning. You got to vote today, or the sky's going to fall, and you're going to be responsible for all those old people who are going to die because they're not going to be able to get Social Security and Medicare. We have to have them this passed by tomorrow. Wasn't that clever?
Yes. Well, thank you, Dr. Sand.
God bless, and thank you very much for letting us know who the 13th member of the coven was. I love
okay,
that.
Sir.
God bless. Okay, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we hope that you will tell people about our programs because we need people listening and getting educated and getting these figures down in their mind. Because believe me, they throw these figures at us because they don't want us to understand what's going on. And they use terms like, well, we're not going to be able to pay all of our debt. Well, of course, they can pay most of their debt. We'll be right back. 877-254-7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Oh, Dr. Stan, my name is Cynthia, and I do want to thank you for your work because I learned so much listening to your program. And one comment I have is that, you know, it's so discouraging that they, you know, go after all the, quote, new label entitlements, you know, and people who have paid into Medicare for all their working career. But we never talk about how, not on your program, I'm not talking about that, but the mass media, they never talk about all going after the, quote, entitlements that the Congress people and the senators get for the rest of their lives. They're not in the Social Security or Medicare. And we never go after those expenses. When Pelosi was Speaker of the House, she was jetting all over the place with all her friends, and the taxpayers had to pay for all the liquor bills. But those, in quote, entitlements are never even addressed, as maybe we could cut there. And I understand that, you know, Wiener is going to get like $1 million in benefits, even though he, quote, resigned.
You're absolutely right. But basically, I personally believe that if we're going to send Bernie Madoff to jail for running a Ponzi scheme, we should do the same thing with the members of Congress, both the House and the Senate, who actually have been running a Ponzi scheme. Anybody who's voted to steal money from the Social Security and Medicare fund, I believe, should be indicted, and their pension benefits should be taken away, and their health care benefits should be taken away, and they should be sent to live with Bernie Madoff. Why? Because Bernie Madoff, of course, ran a Ponzi scheme, and, of course, the members of Congress have been running a Ponzi scheme. People paid in their money believing it was secure. That's what they did with Bernie Madoff. But he spent the money on himself. And what did Congress do? Why, we put our money in, our Medicare money, our Social Security money. They were supposed to go into a safe fund. And Congress stole the money and used it to buy off their constituents so they could get reelected and so they could vote themselves all sorts of special benefits. And I believe that's criminal activity. And I think that we should, I think that the average American would certainly agree that when they voted to steal the money from the pension funds, from the trust funds, members of Congress were violating their oath and they were acknowledged running a Ponzi scheme. I think they should be in prison. I think these are criminals. Doesn't matter whether you're name is Bernie Madoff, or whether your name would be Wiener or the other people, and I am assuming Wiener went right along with everything else. And, of course, you know, can you imagine this guy married to this beautiful, beautiful woman who is actually just happens to be the personal aide of Hillary Clinton. Remember, Wiener's wife, a Muslim woman, whose mother is part of one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, is Hillary Clinton's closest personal aide, who travels all over the world with her. What sort of a relationship is this? A Muslim woman married to a Jewish man who's emailing pictures of himself and scantily clad the women throughout the country. And this woman, this Muslim woman, happens to be Hillary Clinton's closest aide traveling throughout the world. What's wrong with this picture? I acknowledge there's something seriously wrong with Wiener, but it's one of the human tragedies of today when corruption has become a way of life and we have so many people in Congress who are actually themselves perverts. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, you know, I wonder if there's any way, I agree with you completely on that, what you just said, but I wonder if there's any way to nip this super Congress in the bud, because once it is entrenched, you know, it's going to be impossible to, and wonder, you know, what action could be taken to neutralize, you know, this.
Well, I think what we have to do is use it as an educational principle. I think you need to understand everything I said this morning, and then your job is to explain to other people what they have done and how really they've created a situation where members of Congress cannot vote against what the super Congress comes up with, because if you vote against it, you vote to do away with half of the income of the Defense Department, half of the income of Medicare. These are the automatically kick in. This is the genius of it. So the Congress will have no choice. They can't amend the decisions of the super Congress. All they can do is vote for it, yes or no, and they're going to have to vote yes, or we'll have no Defense Department, we'll have no Medicare, and anybody who dares to challenge what's going on will be responsible for the chaos of results. So basically what we need to do is get the American people to understand that Congress has become irrelevant in matters of budget. And that's what's wrong with this whole thing. And then, of course, hopefully you can begin to introduce people to this idea that there are powerful spiritual forces guiding the course of our nation. And the only thing that's going to help America is a spiritual revival. And people don't need God today because government provides everything for us. But what about that realization that government is going to take away everything they have? They're going to live out their lives in poverty if they're allowed to live it out. Because, of course, if you get Alzheimer's disease from your vaccinations or from the aerial spraying, or they're spraying aluminum, gets into your system, gets into your brain, leads to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is becoming epidemic. Why is it happening? Oh, it's because people are getting older. Yeah, but they're getting it younger and younger. You're getting it 50 years old people, 40 year old people are getting Alzheimer's disease. Don't ask stupid questions. And of course, then they put you on the Alzheimer's medicine and it kills you within 2 years. One of my best friends, you know, practiced medicine with him, loved him, and he got Alzheimer's disease and they put him in a nursing home, and then a year later he was dead from the medication. They knew what they were doing. They just don't want us to know. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and let me just simply mention, it's your job to get people to listen to our program, so they can certainly listen at our website, RadioLiberty.com. We do 3 hours of shortwave a day that are available. You can get us on your iPod. You can listen by MP3. We have archive programs you can listen to live every day, the live programs 4 hours a day in addition to this hour. You need to get the information, and then you need to be able to express it to others. Get them to understand that we're losing this country. And, of course, even more than that, they are going to destroy the value of our currency through inflation. The Republicans are not going to raise our taxes. They're simply going to use the cruelest tax of all, inflation. Covert inflation. The average individual doesn't understand what's going on, but they do see the prices going up. And they don't understand this is a planned program of inflation aimed at simply impoverishing our people. And they do intend to take us into a lower living standards and austerity. They do intentionally intend to impoverish our people. How do we know? Because we read what they say. Foreign Affairs Magazine, November-December 2010, article by Richard Haass and Roger Altman, that goes into the background of how they're going to lower our living standards. Editorial by Mort Zuckerman, and Cindy Richard Haass is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Mortimer Zuckerman is a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. He is also the senior editor and owner of USA and World Report. And in the last issue of that magazine, in December of 2010, he wrote an article that said exactly the same thing, going to austerity, lower living standards. The elite plan to do it. You need to understand and tell people exactly what's going to happen. They'll look upon you as a prophet, but more than that, hopefully then they'll be willing to join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men, because behind these wicked men are powerful spiritual forces, and whether they know it or not, they're serving the purpose of the prince of this world. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the forbidden secret and the dark secret. They're on a DVD. And their syllabuses to go with them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage where you can hear our programs and get our literature and DVDs and videos and certainly our books is RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Your job is to tell others. Don't get discouraged if they don't want to listen. Just warn them what's going on. Explain to them what inflation is and that this is happening by intent. And explain to them that they're lying. The government is lying about inflation, about the gross domestic product, which is actually shrinking, about the level of unemployment, which, of course, they're contriving. And the information on that is available at shadowstats.com, John Williams' website. That's shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com. And, of course, go there, get the information from John Williams. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd love to hear from you. So until tomorrow at the same time, and goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands. 3.